And now we present The Night Before by Eddie Maguire.
Here's a quid, Steve. Get me a round in. I'm off to the gents.
Oh, Ted, where are you off to, Teddy boy?
I'll be back.
Come on, no getting out of it.
You feeling all right?
Ooh, what a question. Tell you when I got my stomach back.
Eh?
Ooh, I'm okay now. Sweating a bit, that's all.
Oh, had too much to drink, eh?
Or too little. Still know where I am. Oh, it's hot in there. I needed a bit of air.
Well, you find plenty out here.
I just want to breathe it, that's all.
Oh, steady.
Let go, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. It's just the air that gets you when you first come out. Come on, walk up and down a bit. Do you good?
Yes, okay.
Long by the canal bank. Oh, it's nice and cool.
Yes.
So long as you don't fall in.
No, I won't do that.
You'd better not, I can't swim.
Oh.
You feeling better now?
Oh, not half.
Oh, sit down for a minute. Here, on the wall.
Oh, that's an idea. Oh, stupid.
Yeah, always is. To drink more than you can take.
I'm not drunk.
I didn't say you were. Just a bit sick. Well, perhaps you're not used to it.
Well, not at the pace we've been going.
Then why do it?
Oh, I'm with the boys.
Oh, I see. They got you at it, did
they? Nobody gets me at it. Well, they tried to. That's why I got out.
Oh.
I couldn't stand another half hour to closing time.
I can see that.
I'd be paralytic.
Serve you right, too.
I'm not kidding you. The room was going round.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And then it stopped. And then I started going round.
Is that why they were all laughing?
Eh?
Well, when I passed, they were all laughing and jeering. At you?
Maybe.
Well, they were, weren't they?
Does it matter?
That's why you came out, to get away from them.
I suppose so.
Oh, no sense, some people. What were they on at you about?
Oh, things.
That's a funny answer.
Perhaps they were funny things.
Ooh, what sort of things?
You know what lads are like when they get in a crowd.
I know what girls are like, so I can guess.
There's only ever one subject.
Yeah, then I know it.
You don't approve of drinking, eh?
I don't disapprove. Oh, people can do as they like, only...
Only what?
Oh, my old man was a drunkard. Rotten one at that.
Oh, I suppose he roughed you up a bit, eh?
Until I could get away from him.
Are you on your own, then?
Why not?
Oh, no reason at all. I don't blame you. It takes guts.
Mm, hasn't been easy.
My parents fuss me like hell.
Oh, spoiled, eh?
If I'd let them, I'd leave my own life.
Well, it's yours, isn't it? What about the boys?
Oh, they're all right.
Except tonight. Taking the mickey all right, weren't they?
Oh, I can take it.
You couldn't just now.
That's different.
And what were they on about?
Trying it on. Trying to get it out of me, that's all.
Get what out of you?
I come off it. You know.
If I did, I wouldn't be asking, would I?
Dirty minds, that's what they got.
Oh, you're very pure, are you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well, why should I let on? They wanted to know if I'd ever been with a woman.
None of their business.
No.
So you wouldn't tell them?
Why should I?
Yeah, why should you?
So they thought the worst.
Or the best.
They started calling me names.
You got annoyed?
Well, wouldn't you get annoyed if someone called you a virgin?
I'm not sure.
I kept on and on at it.
And you got more annoyed. Well, why?
Well, I...
Because it was true.
I suppose so.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Made me feel so daft.
And there's nothing daft about it either.
You'd think so if you'd heard them.
I didn't, did I? But if I had, I'd still say it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Thanks.
Oh, that's what's wrong with people nowadays. They put values on the wrong things.
Ah, they were only having me on.
Of course they were.
They meant no harm.
It was none of their business anyway. What's your name?
Ted. What's yours?
Ooh, just as glamorous. Rita. You're not very old, are you?
20?
Mm. Oh, you've done pretty well then, haven't you?
Hey? Oh, Holding out against the forces of evil, you mean?
Don't be daft. It's no longer a fate worse than death, if that's what you're thinking.
How old are you?
34.
You know all about it, then?
So, see?
You're not 34 either.
Of course I am.
Get away. I'll give you 24, no more.
Wait until you see me in the daylight.
I'd still say 24, and I'd stick on that if I were you.
Oh, go on. You're really trying to be nice, aren't you?
Oh. Oh, wish it was all over.
What?
Oh, tonight, tomorrow, everything.
What was that that you just threw in the water?
Only a penny. Here, have a few.
What on earth for?
Wishing. Chuck money in the water, don't you?
Oh, that's coins in the fountain, not pennies in the canal.
Do just as much good, I suppose.
Hey, you're still worried, aren't you?
Huh?
About what your mates think. What they called you must have hurt a bit, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I do, I can tell. Does it make you think you haven't proved yourself a man?
Well, there's other ways.
Well, not to some fellas. Your mates think you haven't, don't they?
Perhaps.
Well, they're wrong, you know. It makes you different. That's what they don't like, you having something they haven't got.
Maybe.
Oh, it's funny, us talking like this about your problems. Couldn't happen to me.
Why not?
Just couldn't. I'm not like you, you know.
Well, I should hope not.
I mean, well, I'm a bit more experienced, I suppose.
Only because you're older.
You are really a bit...
A bit what?
Young, I suppose. Well, I'm... You see, I'm not everything I should be, if you follow me.
So what?
Well, now, outside the pub, I wasn't trying to pick you up. Honest, I wasn't.
Well, there's no harm done, then.
I thought you might think that, but... Well, you know, girls sometimes do things they're not proud of. Well, you know, it's sometimes the easy way out.
Oh, so that's what you've been going on about.
Yeah.
Don't upset yourself. I don't think any the worse of you.
Thanks, Ted. Funny. Now we're talking about my problems.
Didn't have to tell me.
No?
Because I'd never have guessed.
You wouldn't?
No. I'd say you were just a nice girl trying to be friendly.
Ooh.
Why did you tell me, anyway?
Well, I just thought... Well, you know, meeting like we did, it was different. And because it was different, I thought perhaps I might be able to help you.
Help me?
Hmm. And then, you see, you could go back to your pals and face them and tell them that you are a man, if that's what you wanted.
For crying out loud.
Now, don't be annoyed, Ted. Anyhow, I thought that if it had to happen to you, it might as well happen with me.
It can't happen. I'm getting married tomorrow.
What?
Look, that's what tonight's all about. It's me last bachelor night out.
No wonder. Oh, no wonder the lads were pulling your leg. Come on, there's still time to catch them. You'll be sober enough to face the worst of them.
Yeah, I better get back. They'll never get home without me.
Oh, thanks, Ted. I'm glad you could turn me down. It made me feel real good.
Yeah, there's no need to cry about it.
Me? Cry? What? Never. Come on. What's she like, your girl?
Jenny? Oh, she's nice. I've known her since we were kids.
I bet she feels like a million. Where's the wedding?
St. Margaret's.
Church wedding, eh? Very nice.
Thought we'd like to start off proper.
What time?
2:00.
I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks for trying to help.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm glad you didn't need it. You know, I'm going to be envying your Jenny. Good night then, Ted. And good luck!
Amigo!
That was Barbara Mitchell and Nicholas Edmett in The Night Before by Eddie McGuire. Production was by John Dias.